Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The historic Columbia Canal has been in various stages of disrepair ever since the 1,000-year flood event of 2015, but repairs are indeed happening, as evidenced by the city's recent announcement of new funding that will bring the canal and its resulting water supply for the city back over the next 2.5 years. Clint Sheely is Assistant City Manager for the City of Columbia, and we have him on the phone. Clint, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
So first of all, give us a history of the Columbia Canal.
Yes, sir. So our beautiful and historic Columbia Canal has been in operation in its current state since the 1890s. It was originally built by Irish immigrant labor, indentured servants, and hand-dug about 3.5 miles long from the head gates to the terminus, which is a hydroelectric generating station down by the State Museum. It was one of the first facilities in the world to provide electric power to a mill. The State Museum used to be a mill. It also serves as the primary water supply to over 200,000 people.
What has happened since the 1,000-year flood, which did a lot of damage to the canal?
Yes, sir, it certainly did. The large flow of water that was coming from the Broad River through our headgate structure at the mouth of the canal, the entrance, we were unable to block off that flow. That large flow amount combined with a lot of overland flow that was flowing from the city down into the canal itself really overwhelmed the ability to let water out of the canal through the hydroelectric generating station and the emergency spillway. That created a level rise in the canal system that overtopped the earthen embankment near the terminus of the canal, near the hydroelectric generating station. And it found a weak point, eroded the embankment, and made a very large breach in our canal system.
Talk about the recent announcement then, where funding is now available. And I'm just curious, did the recent heavy rains put things back a little bit?
The recent rains from Helene got our attention. We didn't have any problems. There were rumors out there that we may be having problems, but we actually fared very well during that storm. There are three major components. The first piece is repairing the head gates. I mentioned the inability to choke off water coming into the canal system because of some fairly old equipment. That head gate equipment will be replaced and largely funded through a community development block grant through HUD. Should start in the summer of 2025. We're going to be repairing that breach that I spoke of, and that's a very heavy civil works project, very expensive work. That'll also be starting in the summer of 2025. It could be on the order of $60 million. Then the final piece of the puzzle, we call it the third leg of our resilience stool, is to really build an independent water intake in the Congaree River, such that if something were to happen with the canal system in the future, whether it be an earthquake or a flooding issue or something that's unforeseen, we would have an independent standalone way to pull water directly out of the river, send it through a network of pipes to our canal water treatment plant, treat that and distribute it to our customers so they would never know the difference. That project will be starting construction in just a few weeks. We're hoping around the first of 2025 for that one. So all three of those projects together give us a much stronger position than we were in 2015. And the majority of this work is funded through either FEMA public assistance or grant dollars.
Well, I know when it's all completed, the residents, the business community, everybody that relies on the canal will be glad.
Yes, sir. We will as well. We'll be really excited and are really excited to be at this stage. This is we're starting the hard construction, but it's the end of a long journey of planning, of negotiating scopes of damage, extent of damage, so that our ratepayers and citizens don't have to bear the burden for paying for the majority of this work and damage that occurred because of a natural disaster. So it has been a long, protracted process, but I think well worth the effort because of the funding that we were able to receive.
Well, Clint, congratulations on that funding, and thank you so much for spending time with us today and this update.
Thank you, Mike. Enjoyed being with you.
Clint Sheely is the Assistant City Manager for the City of Columbia. We will have a link to the Columbia Canal Project posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org. Or you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.